Hi, I'm Variety Shun of Verified Kashi Media Podcast Live. Tonight, I'm going to be interviewing Mother Matrix, Sophia Stewart, the creator of The Terminator and The Matrix. Stay tuned.
Hello. Hi, Sophia. How are you? It's Variety Shunavera calling you back.
Yes, hi. How are you doing?
I'm fine. I was calling you to conduct our interview.
Okay, that sounds great. Let's get with it.
All right. Well, I am Variety Shunavera, and I am talking with my guest, Sophia Stewart, the American creator of The Matrix and The Terminator, the sci-fi movies that have made over $100 billion worldwide. And welcome, Sophia.
Yes, I want to say the American writer and screenwriter that wrote The Matrix and Terminator, which became one of the most phenomenal revered, two of the most revered franchises of all time. How are you doing? I'm glad to be here today for your interview.
Thank you so much, and you have definitely broke history as an American woman film writer and filmmaker, because no one has ever broke your record.
Well, I didn't make the films. I wrote them, and I own the Matrix and Terminator franchises, and I won damages in the court case. I won my second court case September the 25th, 2014. And the federal courts of Utah pro se, because besides being an author, a screenwriter, and a producer, I'm also a poet. I'm also a paralegal from New York City.
Mm-hmm. You were born and raised there in New York City?
Well, I don't have to say where I was born at. I'm like Obama. I don't have a birth certificate. How's that?
Yes, that's great. That's great. Yes, your films have been like really remarkable. I was really surprised that a woman even created these sci-fi films, and the media had been really misled and the audience. So when I found out that a woman wrote all these films and created the movies, I was just so excited about it. It really made me excited, because no woman has ever come in the history of Hollywood that have done what you have done.
Especially in the field of science fiction.
Exactly.
Science fiction is noted by the white science fiction writers, males. It's dominated by the white males. Hollywood, so not even the white female writers of science fiction has any place there or standing. So it was quite easy that when they saw my creative gift, the script and the book that I shot to 20th Century Fox, and of course later to Wachowski Brothers, which became in the possession of James Cameron and Gail Ann Hurd and Andy and Ryan Wachowski. They just wanted to put their names on this creative work, but they didn't even understand what they had stolen. That's why you don't see them doing any interviews, and why you will see them never doing any interviews. And then, of course, Cameron has stolen a lot of people's products and put it in teleplays and all kinds of stuff, and has even admitted to the media that he's a thief. So it's no surprise that, you know, certain people in Hollywood have put their names on stolen products. That happens all the time. But I have the copyrights and ownership, and I have the copyrights to all the derivative movies and documents and stuff that was made, or IPs that were made from my copyrighted work.
Yes, I know. I have that experience of having something stolen, because I'm the actual creator of the movie Set It Off. And I remember meeting Mr. Takashi back in like 95, and I met him where I was living in West Hollywood myself, and we were talking about my script briefly, and we exchanged information and phone numbers and whatnot, and then you know, I told him about it, but I know I had went out of town, and I guess he was the guy that finally came back over, because my neighbor said this producer stopped by and left his business card, but I was out of town, and then I never got back in touch with him, because she took the business card, so I never, you know, got back in touch with him, but the movie was done within 6 months, and then they tried to do, they wanted to do a Set It Off 2 this last year, but Jada Pickett said no, so it went down the drain, so... Oh, well, you know, but in my case, my work wasn't copyright yet. It was just in a synopsis form. But I understand what it's like to have someone take your work from you. But yeah, I completely understand.
Yeah, well, you and I are not the only one that has the work stolen. But I went in and got mine back, you know, and damages. So forth, and I put liens about $3.5 billion of liens on it that's been entered into the federal courts in Utah. So I went back in and fought for what was mine and took it back.
Right.
You know, and took back the credit, so it'll go down in history who's accredited for writing it.
Right.
People tend to think that, you know, because your name is on a product to the public, that's credit, but it's not credit. When your name is on the product in the film, in the courts, the justice system, that's where history is recorded, and the justice system, and that's where the real credit is, or the real truth, is applied to the court system. So people go through theft every day. They get their cars stolen, they get their money stolen, they get their wives and husbands stolen from them, girlfriend, boyfriend, shoes, and et cetera. So stealing and theft is what everybody has experienced at some level.
Yes.
In their lives, including in Hollywood. A lot of the stars and producers are even stolen from by the studios and executives.
Yes. And
don't be surprised.
Mm-hmm. And musicians are going through that now with piracy with their music, with the digital downloads.
Yeah, well, that's quite different. You know what I'm saying?
Yes.
Bootlegging.
Daryl Nichols.
The bootlegging.
Yes,
bootlegging. Yeah, I was going to tell you that the bootlegging of stolen music is different.
Right.
Because bootlegging is stolen by a counterfeiting by the public. But a lot of the people's royalties, musicians and so forth, musicals, you know, singers, their royalties are stolen from them. That's another thing. That's another kind of type of theft.
Yes. I wanted to just ask you before we come to a close, how can a person protect their work? Do we do it just through copyrights, just getting the copyright forms like the VA forms, the PA, you know, the SRs?
Well, everybody should go, if their work copyright, they can go to the library and pull it up or ask the information, you know, desk, look at the information if they don't know how to research inside of a library. Or they can call the copyright office and simply request an application and explain what they want copyrighted. And if you want something patent, the USPTO, the United States Trademark and so forth office. So it's really simple, but you should, because that gives you the title of ownership, and everybody should own their property and have the title of ownership.
Right.
So yes, go out and protect yourself and get copyrights. They're good for 75 years. Right. I did that with my work. It was copyrighted 80, 83, 84, and now 2010 and so forth, because I still have other work that, you know, that is out there and is copyrighted.
Right. If we write a novel along with the film, do you feel that writing a novel is extra protection of that film?
Writing a novel with the film?
You know, like
if
you have a book portion of the film, like The Matrix also has a book, and then sometimes people make a movie from that book. Is it more protection when you have a book first?
Matrix did not have a book except for my book and script that it came from. Mm-hmm. I didn't have a book that came afterwards. That's ignorance.
Okay.
Now, people made merchandising to try to capitalize off of Matrix. Maybe that's what you're speaking about.
Okay.
But you're talking about like John Grisham's book, The Firm of the Pelican Brief. That was adapted into movies.
Right.
You're talking about the Maze book, that was adapted into the Maze movie.
Right.
If you're talking about the Harry Potter book, that book has already come before the movie.
Right.
Books don't come after the movies, they come before the movie. And they're usually adapted to the screen, just like my book, The Third Eye, with the script with the same name, was adapted to the screen. The content and characters and graphics and special effects are all the same. The only thing that changed was the name, but Hollywood does that all the time. They adapt books to the screen all the time, and sometimes they just change the title of the movie, which is the derivative.
Right.
But it's the same source work.
Right. Right. Exactly. Okay. Thank you, Ms. Sophia Stewart, for allowing me to interview you today. I really appreciate your time for allowing me to conduct this interview with you. Thank you so much.
You're welcome. Anytime.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Hi, this is Variety Shanaver for Akashi Media Podcast Live. Thank you for listening. If you'd like to send me an email, you may do so at akashimedia@live.com. And that's AKASHI media@live.com. Thank you for listening.